most busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting responsible marijuana smokers in America. And to learn what you can do to help, please contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORMAL.
The show was long and we were just sitting there, and we'd come to play and not just for the ride.
Distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Welcome to the most popular audio podcast regarding marijuana in all of America and all the world, featuring interviews with scientists, politicians, doctors, prohibition policy activists, regular cannabis consumers, musicians, and Normal staff and Normal's board of directors, along with music and comedy no other podcast can offer. You can always find out more about the show at our website, normalaudiostash.com. We're ending marijuana prohibition with education, one listener at a time. Welcome back to the Audio Stash today, Tuesday, April 10th. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Take a moment to join us at Normal to end marijuana prohibition in America. Just visit norml.org. We have a great show for you here again today, folks. Make sure you visit Normal's Take Action Center Tuesdays. We have our Government at Work segment where we talk about the different legislative actions happening around the country. You can participate in marijuana law reform. Yes, you can. All you have to do is visit the Take Action Center of the Normal website. We have links to it at normalaudiostash.com. Get yourself calling and emailing these politicians around the country. Make sure they know that marijuana law reform is a top priority in America. It's as easy as being online. The Normal Take Action Center should be your first stop to help end prohibition. Let's get right into the stash today with our segment, Government at Work. Government at Work, we're going to refocus on the medical marijuana legislation pending in South Carolina. Sadly, the sponsor of the bill, Republican State Senator William C. Mesher, passed away this Sunday from a stroke. Senator Mesher was here on the Audio Stash, and we're going to highlight his interview today. But first, joining us from South Carolina is Skip Johnson. He's the Vice President of South Carolinians for Drug Law Reform. This group has been a major proponent of medical marijuana access in the state. Skip, welcome to the program today.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be here.
Skip, it's great to have you here on the program today, although we will be discussing the very sad news of Senator Mesher's passing. First, though, tell us where Senate Bill 220, the medical marijuana legislation, is today.
It is before the committee. It has been assigned to a subcommittee. The subcommittee has had one meeting, and so far that the three have appear to be split, one and one. One is definitely for it, one was against it, and the other is on the fence. And they have been scheduled to have another subcommittee meeting to hear more from doctors. And that is where it stands right now. That second subcommittee meeting has not been held.
And Skip, tell us how does the public feel about medical marijuana in South Carolina?
There's a large support for it. In South Carolina, I think just like across the rest of the nation, the strong majority of the people are for medical marijuana. Surveys have been taken in the state that show that. Our legislature quite often runs a few years behind the people. And so right now, it is an iffy thing in the Senate.
And Skip, let's talk for a moment about Senator Mesher. You met and worked with him, and tell us about your interaction with him.
Oh, yes, I know him, especially since this has started. We worked with him. Senator Mesher is one of the most respected people in South Carolina of any party. He was he's a Republican, a very staunch Republican. He's very conservative. But he is very open-minded, and he was one of the best people we had. We could not have chosen anybody better to support this bill because he's anything but a hippie pot smoker. He was head of Santee Cooper, which is South Carolina-owned power company. And he really turned that around and made it good. He was a wonderful man. And had the respect of everybody. Without him, it's going to be touchy because nobody has come along yet to pick up the torch. Hopefully they will. It's still early. He just died a couple of days ago.
And just today, a very conservative Southern newspaper issued an editorial regarding Senator Mesher. At the very end, they asked legislators to support the medical marijuana bill.
Talking about the Charleston Post and Courier, which is a very establishment, very conservative newspaper, just like Senator Mesher was, and they have never said anything about medical marijuana. And today, in a tribute to him on the editorial page, I just read you the last paragraph. The federal government continues to challenge the authority of the states to allow the medical use of marijuana to relieve pain and nausea associated with chemotherapy and radiation treatment. Senator Mesher's bill recognizes that it should be an option when prescribed by a physician. It would be a fitting recognition of Senator Mesher's legislative service if his colleagues were to give the bill their approval. And that's where the editorial ends. And yes, that shocked me, and it's going to surprise a lot of other people too, but it really is good news. If the Post and Courier can be for it, anybody can.
And Skip, tell us, you know, is there some difference between the Southern Republicans and those, say, like Arnold Schwarzenegger in California or even Rudy Giuliani?
They're very much more conservative, just on all issues, and that's about as far as I could take it. Republicans are Republicans, and the Republicans here tend to be more conservative. Especially in the upstate around Greenville, around Bob Jones University, which is a fundamentalist college, and Furman University, which is Baptist. A lot of that influence up there, and so they are a lot of radical right, or almost radical, very conservative right wing.
And Senator Mesher alluded in his interview that there's already a number of people using marijuana therapeutically in South Carolina.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, sure. It's well known that a lot of people here use medical marijuana. We had at the subcommittee hearing, we had a woman who testified that she and her husband used medical marijuana with the knowledge and suggestion of their doctors, but it is illegal, and so they were arrested and their children were taken away from them. There was another man there who did not get to testify, but he was very ill. He was supposed to be in for surgery, and he went there to testify. These people are not smoking pot for the fun of it. They are, you know, they're seriously ill people. And they ought to be treated as such.
And there have been areas with little or no opposition to medical marijuana, as we've seen in places like Flint, Michigan. But there is some opposition there in South Carolina.
Well, right now, the people who are against it, most of them aren't looking at it that way. They're looking at it as marijuana is a drug and therefore is bad. It is not a medicine and therefore should not be prescribed by doctors. That seems to be what we're up against. But the South Carolina legislature about 20 or 25 years ago passed a resolution saying that it recognized that there is medicinal properties to marijuana. So at least we've got that hurdle done.
So this sense of medical access isn't anything new there in South Carolina. You know, is there some sense of empowerment with medical marijuana as well as a states' rights issue there?
Well, yes, yeah, South Carolina is really big on states' rights, as you know, and always has been throughout our history. And so I think that that's going to play into, it's going to help us get this passed.
And Skip, for those who live in South Carolina and want to get involved with this, what's the best thing that they can do right now for Senate Bill 220?
One of the things they can do, the biggest thing, is to pick up the telephone and call Senator Robert Hayes, Darrell Jackson, and Kevin Bryant. But especially Senator Robert Hayes. He is the chairman of the subcommittee, and if they would contact him and just tell him that they want medical marijuana passed.
And how has that committee chair been leaning on this?
He's a little bit on the fence. Of the three, Darrell Jackson, who is a Democrat, is strongly for it. Kevin Bryant, who is a Republican and a pharmacist, appears to be against it. And Robert Hayes, who is an attorney, is on the fence. At the last subcommittee meeting, he wanted to get more information from doctors and law enforcement, and he has not called another meeting yet.
And before we air our interview with Senator Mesher next year today, Skip, how would you like people to remember him?
He was a maverick. He was level-headed. He was a wonderful human being. He was a warm, wonderful human being who would not be buffaloed. He would not be led astray. He was an extremely good man all around. And it's a loss not only to the medical marijuana drive, it's a loss to South Carolina.
Skip, this has been a wonderful conversation today. I really appreciate you joining us here, and I look forward to speaking with you again in the future as we track this bill through the South Carolina legislature.
Okay, Chris. Thank you very kindly for calling.
Thank you again, Skip. Skip Johnson is the Vice President for South Carolinians for Drug Law Reform. We have links to their website on our website today at normalaudiostash.com. Senator William C. Mesher was a Republican senator who was known for his dogged pursuit of legislation, even when it was seen as unpopular by his legislative peers. It was Senator Mesher who championed the legalization of tattooing and tattoo parlors in South Carolina. That law passed in 2004. He was very much known for being a politician who fought for his constituency very hard and did not pull any punches in his politics. Senator Mesher was also extremely well thought of by members of both parties and was generally considered a very humble politician as well. When I spoke with him in January to set up our interview, he was very forthcoming and not at all shy of appearing here on the Normal Produced podcast. And as you're about to hear, his views on medical marijuana are very informed and sincere. Here's our Audio Stash interview with Senator William C. Mesher, conducted January 30th, 2007. Joining us today to discuss the medical marijuana bill in South Carolina is the bill's sponsor, State Senator William Mesher. Mr. Mesher, thank you for taking time to join us here today.
Well, thank you so much. Pleasure to be with you.
Tell us a little bit about SB 220 and how it might help South Carolina residents.
Well, the bill is relatively simple, simple as I could get it. It would legalize the ability of a doctor to prescribe marijuana to his patients for whatever disease he thinks would be helped by it. I've got it very simple. What the doctor's prescription would do is authorize a patient or his surrogate to grow up to 6 marijuana plants and then use the marijuana as they see fit. I guess there's a number of ways to do it. Smoke a cigarette or put it in your food or use a pipe or something. And that's about as simple as I can get it. I've had overwhelming support on this. I stopped counting at 105 emails. Only one was opposed to it. I've got a lot of letters and emails from people who are already using it, saying that they would have committed suicide by now if they hadn't used it for pain. So I've got a lot of support in the public. Legislature is a different thing, you know. It's A lot of legislators don't want to be connected in any way with the word marijuana. But I think it will have a good chance. If not, why, I'll continue to pursue it until we can get it positively resolved.
And in reading over the bill, it's quite comprehensive. It sets up a state-run patient registry and clearly lays out qualifying conditions as well as amounts patients may possess. Senator Mesher, what did you look to as a model for this bill?
Maryland was one state. I think there are 11 states or so. And we just went through them all and picked the best parts that we could find. We wanted something extremely simple, easily checked. And I know there are going to be abuses. There's abuse in anything. But if someone abuses it, we're going to wrap their knuckles pretty hard. So we didn't follow any particular state word for word. We just looked at all of them and thought we'd get one that would fit our particular circumstances down here.
And is there some support in the legislature as well, not just from the public?
No one has said no, in at least the Senate. In the House, the speakers indicated to go cautiously on this, and I would agree with that. We just can't open it up wide. But I hope we're going to have enough. The first step, of course, it's gone to our Medical Affairs Committee in the Senate. The chairman hopefully will very soon form a subcommittee, and then the subcommittee will hear testimony, and I think the public swarm in there. I've got a dozen or so who want to come and testify to how it's helping them. So we're going to give it the best shot we can, and I think I've got a good chance of getting it passed. Now, as you probably know, there's never been a public poll on the use of medical marijuana that was not positive. The lowest poll I could find was 58%, and it ran in some states as high as 85%. So the public, essentially, where it has a chance, has sort of demanded this. 8 of those 11 states that have legalized it in the last 10 years, 8 of them were by voter initiative. They essentially started it among themselves, and only 3 of them came from the General Assembly.
Senator Mesher, you mentioned the emails from patients, and I want to ask if you've also heard from physicians as well, who may want to offer this treatment option to patients.
Physicians are in an awkward circumstance. Every physician I've talked to has not been opposed to it. Some of them are leery of the benefits, but as I told the ones that say they're leery, if a person thinks it's helping them, then it's helping.